flag. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Just remind council, we have after being off 2 weeks, we're going to pay for it tonight. It looks like we're going to be here for a long meeting. So let's try to stick to the topic and keep this meeting right moving. We have a need approval of the agenda. Any additions or corrections to the agenda?
We do have several items. First, we'd like to delete number one under Michael Wizzo, South Coastal Library, lease for relocation during construction. And also, we would like to move any additional business brought before council to right after the 7 o'clock public hearing regarding the clerk of peace fees.
I guess that's coming off.
Just number one under Mike Izzo would come off. Number two would stay. And then move additional business to after the 7 o'clock public hearing, but before the 7:30 public hearing.
Okay. Any other corrections or additions?
So move, Mr. President.
Have a motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to approve the agenda as amended. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried. Minutes for June the 12th. Any additions or corrections?
So move.
Have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to approve the minutes for June the 12th. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried. Minutes for June the 19th. Any additions or corrections? Again, I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to approve the June 19th minutes as presented. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried. Correspondence, Mrs.
Phyllis.
Yes. Mr. Phyllis.
We have a few letters. We have one from Miss Delaware's Outstanding Teen 2007, Chelsea B., thanking you for donating to the teen organization, and she's getting a great wardrobe and starting a teen memory walk for her platform, Alzheimer's Awareness and Advocacy. Thanks the council for their assistance. We also have a letter thanking the council for donating Eddie Spartaglione's talents and assistance to the Quality of Life Awards banquet. That's a thank you from Rich Collins and Maureen Duffy. We have a letter to Mr. Dukes thanking him from the Nanticoke Senior Center for a grant of $25,000 that they'll be using for their capital improvement and pursuing their goal of the Nanticoke Senior Life Enhancement Center from Ben Sermon, the secretary. We have a letter to Mr. Dukes from the Salvation Army thanking him for taking the time to have a meeting with them to talk about their plans and urging the council to support almost 10% of their Sussex County budget with a contribution of $35,000. And that's from Lieutenants Charles and Debbie Engel from the Salvation Army in Sussex County. And we have a letter from the Clean Beaches Council thanking the council for proclaiming a Clean Beaches Week. And last but not least, we have a letter.
That was from the
from
letter.
Walter McLeod, the president of the Clean Beaches Council.
And the one behind it was from whom?
Yeah, last but not least, we have a letter from the President of the United States, George Bush, thanking the council for observing National Clean Beaches Week, and he says he appreciates the Clean Beaches Council and those who are committed to protecting and improving our country's beaches, that your efforts set an excellent example of responsible citizenship and help build a brighter future for our children and our nation, and he says that Laura and he sends you their best wishes.
Sorry they couldn't be here tonight. Any other correspondence, Mayor of the Council?
All the correspondence.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing none, Mr. Baker.
Good evening. The first item for business is the Delaware Transit Corporation proposed budget for fiscal year 2008. We are required by the state of Delaware each year to approve the state budget allocation for Sussex County Senior Services Transportation. And the fiscal 2008 amount that was approved by the General Assembly was $796,862, which, as I understand, is the same amount that's been approved the last 5 years. In the handout, you can see the allocation between the seven different senior centers and CHEER, and that was fiscal 2007. That was how it was allocated. Fiscal 2008, again, they requested substantially more, $983,219, which is more, $186,000 more than the amount that is available from the state. So there is a shortfall, as noted on the schedule. I have had some discussions with the Delaware Transit Corporation, but at this time we are recommending that the council approve the funding allocation at the same level for each agency as was for fiscal 2007.
Question.
Sure.
It's quite noticeable that Lewis is 176% shortfall. Is it, are we just the vehicle to get the funding to them, or do we decide the percentages that goes to each senior center?
We actually make a decision on the allocation. This is the this allocation, as recommended, is based on what we've done the last few years. It's the same.
And do we have a mechanism in place to check the shortfalls and why they're occurring? Because I know that one of Lewis is in bad shape, and his transportation is what's killing him. And as you noticed, 2 meetings ago, I gave him community reinvestment money to keep their doors open. And this is what's going to kill them again this year if there's not a change in the transportation funding where they take people to medical appointments and that sort of thing. And 176% really shows up quite a bit in the shortfall, because that $24,000, they were $24,000 short last year, and it just killed them. And they just cannot get out of this spiral. And they've done everything. Mr. Goblin's even assisted me in doing a needs assessment of the facility and try to come up with adjusting their revenue, and every penny they go is just operating expenses only. They've had to cut the hours back because of shortfalls, and this seems to be the biggest one. And who it's going to affect is a senior is trying to get to their medical appointments, and that's the concern. So I just, you know, they called me again the other day, and were told by the state that we did do the mechanism. I was under the assumption we just were the vehicle to get the funding to them. So, you know, if there's anything that we could do in the immediate future here to assist them in this transportation funding, be appreciated.
Well, basically you're saying we need to give them more money probably, right? Somehow to find more money,
right? Reallocate the money.
Right. They're going to be closing
right.
The doors here. And, you know, well, I mean, we've gone meticulously to look at how every dime is spent, and you know, you make appointments and they get the van too. They have a van, but it's just they've had to limit the hours because they can't afford to operate it, and then people can't get to the medical appointments.
Is there any suggestions?
I don't know. I'm just asking the question about that, and I don't want to put Susie on the spot.
No, I think with some information, gathering information from the other centers and seeing what their requests and budgets, we've never really gotten into all that to reallocate it. I don't know how the original allocation began, and I think it is more like a vehicle, but...
Well, it has to be equitable
for
all
of
them.
I think it could, huh?
It has to be equitable and fair
right.
For all centers.
So you just can't make a blanket
right.
Statement. We could reallocate it one way or the other
right.
Without looking at the paperwork of the other centers. But we could do that. I don't, you know,
if
wishes.
Each presents a one-page budget request to the Delaware Transit Corporation, which I have copies of here.
But that's not
but it
really
doesn't really tell you a whole lot. It doesn't tell you how many trips they make or anything like that, or
right.
How many they serve.
Is there any kind of formula or anything that could be used based on
trips or
on mileage, on trips, on members of the senior center, or as long as you're honest with you about, you know, are active members? I mean, there's probably a lot of members that are not active. But it seemed like we should probably have some kind of formula that we could base it on that would be more equitable.
Perhaps we could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe Sue and I could go back and look at it.
What we're saying is we don't really have a good formula. I mean, we really don't know why we're doing it. It's just that we've been doing it this way for a long time.
She didn't know where it started.
We probably were asked to do it, and it went through.
The money has to come through us, right, Dave?
I mean, why don't we look and see if there is some kind of system and see what we can do to tinker with it.
Others that if they're not going to increase the funding, somebody's going to get taken from, and you'll have to deal with that at the same time we deal with reallocating it.
Right, but if we're basically taking a block grant from the state and deciding where it goes, and we have no accountability with each center, one may not be going very much, and one may be going a whole lot.
Be worth looking into.
If you like, we can go back and meet with the Delaware Transit Corporation and see if there's.
Yeah,
they suggest a formula or how we can go about and try to evaluate this.
We've had a few conversations, and the gentleman in Dover at the end there just kind of put it on Susie, and I didn't think that was fair to say that you get the money and you have to give it out. That wasn't really fair in my assumption. But when this number jumps out 176%, it's like, wow, that's up there.
Well, something's out of whack.
Yes.
Right.
So if there's, not to put you on the spot, but if we could look into this see if there's going to be an immediate solution to adjustments.
Are you saying we do it for this, or go ahead and adopt this and then see what else we could come up with?
I can tell you, Lewis won't be here this time next year if we don't do some adjusting.
Okay.
We need to look to a formula, Dale. I mean, somewhere along the line, somebody on the staff has to come up with some way to look at this. We did give some additional
county money.
Yes, we did.
But that's still not a formula. I mean, we gotta do something now, maybe, and then that whatever it is, it ought to be a guideline for the future.
Why don't you look at some kind of a formula and come back to us within 30 days, but we're going to go ahead and adopt this tonight and, see what we can do next year to make it more equitable, and then we'll have to look and see where we come up with some additional money for Lewis to bail them out for this year of their shortfall, but look at a couple options and come back to us in 30 or 45 days.
Sure.
If you put that on the agenda to do that.
Okay.
I'm sure you don't have anything else to do right now. You're done with the budget.
Going to go to fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that agreeable with all the council?
Yeah.
Who's got a motion?
I have a motion. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the allocation of the State Senior Center Transportation Program Fund for fiscal 2008 for a total of $796,862 based on the same individual senior center amounts as approved for fiscal year 2007.
So moved.
A motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips. The motion was just read by Mr. Baker. Any questions on his motion? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Thank you.
The next item is a proposed ordinance, which I think you have a copy at the table.